Members and school board members from Compton present. Let's give my elected officials a round of applause. Thank you for being here. We're going to start with Senator Walk. We have, do we have a quorum?
We are one shy.
We are one shy of a quorum. We will establish quorum once, we'll continue as sub, and then we'll establish quorum once another member arrives. Let's start item one, SB 683, alcoholic beverage license, nonprofit sales license. Senator Walk, good morning. You may begin.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. 683 will create an ABC license which would allow a nonprofit to sell wine made through the UC Davis Viticulture and Enology Program, the proceeds of which will return to UC Davis. Right now, they pour the wine down the drain. Not good. The bill has received bipartisan support. It's good wine. So I would ask for your aye vote.
Very good. You have witnesses here to testify in favor. Any folks here in opposition? Questions, comments, concerns from the members? Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Fresno's been doing this for a number of years.
That's correct.
They've gotten a number of awards, actually, but it doesn't, this isn't statewide, so what about San Luis Obispo and some of these other schools?
That's correct, and our original intent was to make this statewide, and then we ran into problems with that, so this we just narrowed it to where we wanted to go in the first place, which was UC Davis's School of Enology and Viticulture.
Baby steps.
Yes.
Okay, I'd be glad.
It's worked well for
Are we voting on this today, Mr. Chairman?
We'll be voting on this, yes, Mr. Vice Chair.
Oh, I'd like to move this thing at the proper time.
So noted. We have established a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Hall.
Present.
Hall present. Berryhill.
Here.
Berryhill present. Bates.
Here.
Bates present. Block.
Here.
Block present. Gaines.
Here.
Gaines present. Galgiani. Glazer.
Present.
Glazer present. Hernandez. Hill. Hueso. Lara. Yeah. McGuire. Vidak.
Present. All right. A quorum has been established. Senator Walker, I think you have a witness here to testify. Please begin, sir. Mike, it's good to see you.
We are very efficient in this committee.
Yes, we are.
Love it.
Love you.
Be very quick. We think this is a good bill, and we ask you to vote for it.
Very good. Thank you. I love brevity. You're a very wise man. Thank you. Senator Walk, I think we have no other questions. If we do, we'll hold them over. You may close.
I ask for your aye vote. And
very well. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Enjoy as a bipartisan recommendation.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Hall?
Yes.
Hall, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Block? Block, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez? Hill? Hueso? Lara? McGuire? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
All right. That bill's out. Has seven. We'll keep the roll open for absent members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Senator. All right. Members, the compact before us today is one which was executed on August 6, 2016, between the governor and the tribal chair of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. This compact supersedes the 2006 amended compact and will be in effect for 25 years, provided it is ratified by both houses of the legislature and is approved by the federal government. The compact allows the tribe to operate up to 7,500 slot machines and will result in more revenue being distributed to local jurisdictions and nonprofit and limited gaming tribes. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to the compacts, the established policy for ratification of tribal state contracts provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote of the members of the Senate floor. The vehicle for ratification of this compact is AB 466 by Assemblywoman Brown, and I believe she is present as well to introduce some of our distinguished members of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. I would like to thank our witnesses and in advance for being with us today. And after we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, the opportunity for public comment will be made available for proponents and opponents of the compact. Before us today, we have Mr. Dillon, Senior Advisor for Tribal Negotiations, Officer of Governor Brown. We also have Chairwoman Alain Valbuena from San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. And then we'll also have, of course, Mr. Gribben, California Political Director from Unite Here, And I think we have some others testifying as well in favor of the compact before us. That being said, Madam Chair, Mr. Dillon, Ms. Brown, and Mr. Gribben, please come forward, if you will. It's good to see you. Good morning, Madam Chair. It's good to see you. Every day is a better day, right? Today is a beautiful day. We'll start with Mr. Dillon from the governor's office. Good morning, sir. How many, this is what number, this is like 7 or 8 that we've done in the last 2 weeks?
Chairman, I believe we're at 11.
11 compacts we've done this week, and quite honestly, you should be commended the hard work that you've done over the years in making sure that we brought these compacts secure and ratified. And also, Mr. Gribben, you should be commended for working with all of the tribes across California and the governor's office in making sure that working families are taken care of through these negotiations. This, quite honestly, would probably be one of my last. Just my last hearing. I have one more hearing. One of my second to last hearing over 7 years as chair of government organization. And so I want to tell you it's been an honor working with you and you too, Mr. Dillon. All right. That being said, enough of that. Mr. Dillon, you may begin.
Well, thank you, Chairman. Just briefly, the compact, I think, reflects the values of this tribe and the vision of this governor to do good things, not just for this tribe, but for tribal people throughout the state and for the community in which the tribe is located. So the compact provides that San Manuel will contribute $19 million to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund and Tribal Nation Grant Fund, making it the largest contributor to those funds. In addition, it provides for $29 million towards mutually beneficial investments within the community that will do lots of good things and through a process that respects the tribe's sovereignty and their great relationship with the community. It also includes the normal provisions with regard to patron protection, employment discrimination, and labor provisions that have been in our recent compacts. So with that, glad to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. And I'm quite sure we'll probably have some questions as we move forward. We'll go through all the testimony, then we'll follow up with questions. Chairwoman Valbuena, it's so good to see you again, and we've enjoyed a great relationship over the years, and I'm so excited that we were able to obviously bring this compact to cure and ready to go for more self-sufficiency and economic vitality for your members. Why don't we start with your testimony, but before we do, yes. We'll have Ms. Brown to introduce and to properly introduce you.
Thank you so much. I will have to leave because we start at 10 o'clock on the other side. But
You guys are normally late, so you probably won't start on time anyway. But go right ahead.
I am the president of the on-time caucus.
Got it. You'll be the only person there.
Usually. thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Love you.
I love you, and I thank you very much for allowing
There's
me.
There's lots of love in the room.
and you have to know how much I love Lynn Valbuena and the members of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. As a resident for over 50 years of the Inland Empire, I've seen firsthand the tremendous support, the partnership that we have in San Bernardino County with San Manuel. They've taken the lead to redevelopment Norton Air Force Base, and they've always supported our local law enforcement. San Manuel is one of our county's largest employers. As a matter of fact, my grandson worked there for quite a while. And they have contributed some $130 million over the past 15 years to San Bernardino County. And it's been an honor to work with Chairwoman Valbuena and all the parties involved in ratifying this compact. Now, I would like to just take one point of personal privilege and introduce not only Chairwoman, but Vincent Durow, and they're behind us, Ken Ramirez, Sabrina Nekchevenvoit, Larry Hernandez and Melanie Calderon, all members of the government of the tribe.
Why don't they stand? Members of the tribal council, please stand. Thanks for being here. Thank you. Congratulations.
And they have others that are in support of them, either on staff or part of what makes them the tribe that they are. I've seen them do wonderful things in our community. I am particularly pleased to carry the legislation that's going to allow this to carry on, and especially since I'm coming back from the first compact that they that was established in the state of California under the leadership of Maxine Waters whenever she was here. So it's a pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Hall, for allowing me, Senator Hall, for allowing me to be here, and other senators, thank you very much. I think I'd have to go.
Very well. Thank you, Assemblywoman, for your testimony. And they are in great hands. Madam Chair, you may begin.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, Chairman Hall and honorable senators. Thank you for this opportunity for allowing our tribe, Samoa Band of Mission Indians, to come before you this morning to provide testimony regarding the compact amendments that were recently agreed to by our tribe, San Manuel, and Governor Brown. My name is Lynn Valbuena. I am the chairwoman of my tribe. And again, the Samoa Band of Mission Indians are here to ask for your support for AB 466 to ratify our new gaming compact. For those of you who are not familiar with San Manuel Reservation, we are located about 70 miles northeast of Los Angeles along the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains. We opened a bingo hall back in 1986 and recently celebrated our 30th anniversary of our gaming facility and our tribal government just a couple of weeks ago. So it's been 30 years for San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. We are proud to have had many years of a positive presence in the greater San Bernardino community. We consider ourselves to be a strong partner with local governments, local businesses, local nonprofit organizations, and the citizens throughout our region. We have contracted with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office, the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office, the San Bernardino Unified School District, and the cities of San Bernardino and Highland for numerous services over the years, which have produced positive results for over 30 years. In addition, San Manuel has had a tremendous partnership for many years with scores of nonprofit groups and community organizations throughout the county of San Bernardino. These wonderful organizations provide critical services to their constituencies throughout the region, improving healthcare access and supporting educational attainment for citizens in the county of San Bernardino, where economic challenges are significant, are among the priorities of our philanthropy initiatives at San Manuel. For example, since 2007, we have granted more than $56 million for education initiatives. We employ more than 3,800 people with our tribal government at San Manuel Indian Bingo Casino, and we are the largest employer in San Bernardino County in a private sector. More than 75% of our employees live in San Bernardino County. Today, we are respectfully requesting your support for AB 466, a bill to ratify our new gaming compact that we recently were able to negotiate with the state of California. Our objectives with compact renegotiation efforts were, number one, to extend the term of our agreement so that we may have a degree of certainty for the future of our tribal government gaming operation, and number two, to bring more of the revenues that San Manuel is currently paying into the state's general fund back to the San Bernardino area, where resources are few and the need among the most urgent of any region in the state. We are pleased to have been able to achieve both of these objectives. As you know, many recently approved compacts have had provisions for credits to be used in the local community. We are pleased to say that our compact amendments include similar provisions. As an example, we believe there are numerous infrastructure upgrades in our local communities that need to be addressed, which could serve both the tribe and local jurisdictions and their future development plans. Our new compact provides for increased payments into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, a fund established to provide revenue resources to some 70 governments in the state that have no gaming or are limited gaming as defined in our compacts. Our new compact also includes an education fund to be overseen by the Tribe for Educational Programs and Opportunities for Native American students in the state. We are all too familiar with the educational challenges that Native American communities face and look forward to making a positive impact on educational progress with this important effort. Since the early 2000s, we have had a mutually respectful relationship with the Communications Workers of America, which is the labor union that has represented eligible employees in collective bargaining with San Manuel. San Manuel recently concluded its fourth collective bargaining agreement with CWA for a four-year term. We at San Manuel are also proud to announce that San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino has been designated as responsible gaming establishment by the California Council on Problem Gambling. Maintaining this important designation requires annual training for upwards of 2,800 of our employees on how to detect potential issues with patrons and how to effectively deal with the situation. We have maintained the designation continuously since 2007. Finally, we are pleased to announce that our new compact agreement remains true to the policy objectives the voters of the state of California approved in Prop 5 in 1988 and Prop 1A in 2000. This compact continues the commitment to help non-gaming tribes in the state and directs critical funding to the local community. Thank you for this opportunity to testify. We at San Manuel Band of Mission Indians respectfully ask for your support for AB 466. I am happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll hear from Mr. Gribben from Unite Here.
Mr. Chairman and members, Jack Gribben with Unite Here, the Hotel and Casino Workers Union in California. We are, again, we've said this, I guess, 11 times now, extremely grateful that the governor has decided to put effort and time into the issue of workers' organizing rights in these compacts. For reasons explained in the chairwoman's presentation, this could have been something that San Manuel said, well, you know, we don't really need that, and so, you know, we don't want to talk about that, but we are extremely grateful again that San Manuel decided to include the new Tribal Labor Relations Ordinance in their compact, underscoring the fact that, you know, it is a new standard in Indian country with respect to tribal gaming facilities and related facilities. Finally, I just want to say, although the most important issue with respect to any compact is its economic development opportunities for a tribe. The fact that it also creates economic development opportunities for the workers who are the engine behind these casinos just cannot be understated as a wonderful accomplishment. And again, congratulations. We want to thank you very much. We thank the governor. And we hope we get unanimous votes in both houses on this compact. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chair?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to certainly Mr. Dillon for all the hard work that you've put in this last year and all the different compacts that you've negotiated. Mr. Griffin, you also, I mean, this has been a win-win for the state of California, certainly for the communities that you have been working with. It's a great opportunity. I mean, what you do for health, for schools, for law enforcement is just a home run. And for the economic vitality of your community. And on top of that, I just want to say that I think you're some of the nicest folks.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, we just, I think everybody just loves the council, loves you, Ms. Chairwoman. And it's been a pleasure, really a pleasure doing business with you. I look forward to working with you in the future. And certainly we'll be getting my support as we move forward. Thank you for all you do.
Senator.
Yes, Senator Lara.
Thank you. I also just want to echo my support. Chairwoman, you really epitomize true leadership in Indian country and your stalwart leadership in moving and providing that leadership for San Manuel is something that should be commended. You are a class act. You understand the intricacies not only of Indian country, but of the responsibilities we have as a state legislature. And so I just want to commend you for your hard work, for working with our brothers and sisters in labor, and really being a model tribe. I'm proud to support your efforts, and thank you for your continued leadership.
Thank you, Senator.
Yes, Senator Gaines.
Yeah, Chairwoman Lynn, thank you so much, and very excited about all the progress that you've made and your recent celebration of that progress and looking toward the future, and just impressed with the numbers, $19 million into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund. That's a huge sum of money. And then money that's going back in the community, $29 million for the Community Credit Fund is very impressive and going to so many important needs within the community. And so thank you for being so good to California and to your community.
You're very welcome.
Yes, Senator Bates.
To you, Chairman, and certainly to your tribal council, I just want to share with you my thoughts on the previous compacts. I was here in 99 and 2000 when many were going through, and there was great concern at that time, was this the right thing to do? And you have proved so hugely that it was the very right thing to do, and California and those communities in which you reside have been so benefited, as has the state. So I wanted to let you know, just as I have the others, thank you so much and congratulations for proving that everything that you promised came true, and even more so. Thank you.
Yes, any other members? Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and glad we'll be able to do your departing remarks at another meeting, since you'll have one more. But thank you for your leadership and
thank
your
you.
Service. Is this 11? Is this it? Do we have any more?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, then what a great note to end on with this compact that's before us. I'm happy to support it. And what really strikes me is the path that you have gone on 30 years, when all that controversy, and from you have members who were around and can recall the difficult road where it all started, and the opposition and things that were said. Locally, statewide, nationally, and to see this great progress to today is really a magical thing and a special thing. And I know one of the things that I appreciate is that your leadership is not just in your community, but it's in the state and it's nationally. And there are a lot of tribes that are still struggling and going through what you experienced in 1986, and where you have a lot of bias and unfounded concerns, and that's a long road, and you guys have achieved it all, and I hope that you'll continue. I know you'll continue to provide that mentoring and guidance to some of your tribal brothers and sisters who are still struggling to build those partnerships that you have cemented so well. So I congratulate you and your tribal council. Thank you to labor for their cooperation and working with you and working those issues out, not just with your tribe, but with the others. And thank you to the governor's office, Joe, for your leadership in moving these things through. 11 was a pretty good number this year. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator Vidak.
Well, I got to jump in here. I got to meet most of y'all before we started today, and it's great to see y'all, and we're going to see you again, and it'll be exciting to see you on the Senate floor. And I got to say, Jack, you've done a wonderful job with 8 compelling original stories that fit each compact that came through, and everyone was different, and you did a great job, so thank you.
From a Republican to a labor union, that's pretty impressive. I'm very impressed myself right now. You know, Vidak, you're gonna make me proud of you. You voted for 2 Democratic bills yesterday, and it felt good, and now we have this. My God. I'm not counting you. My God, man, I'm quite impressed. Madam Chair, you are such a delightful person, and your members are just as delightful. And it's something about you, quite honestly, that brings a sense of calm. And it really, really, really demonstrates the leadership that you have, and that you've been able to provide your counsel in bringing it to where we are today. And, you know, we pray God's most choicest blessings on you and your tribe, and for the economic vitality of your tribe and what you do for your community. And one thing I know that you've shared is just not about you. It's about making sure that everyone in your community rise as you rise. And it's demonstrated by the $130 million that you've provided to your local community. Making sure that the uptick of your tribe is also reflective in with your community. And so, again, congratulate you, and I look forward to supporting this compact when it comes to the floor. With that, are there any other folks in the audience that want to come up to support the compact? Please, yes, please, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Afrak Vargas, and on behalf of the California State Firefighters Association and the 34 members, dues-paying members at the San Manuel Fire Department, we're in strong support. Also, I'd like to point out, if I may, that Alex Rooker, who is in New York, is in the CWA, the Communications Workers of America, is also in support.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Frank Molina on behalf of the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians, in very strong support.
Thank you so much for your testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Viviana Becerra on behalf of the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians and Habematol Pomo of Upper Lake Indians, in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Seaman with California Labor Federation, also in support.
Thank you.
Barry Broad with the Teamsters, in support.
Thank you for your testimony.
Nicole Wortelman on behalf of the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors. We don't have an official position yet. The board is considering a support position today. The county and the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians have a long history of strong and effective government-to-government relationship. Building upon the existing relationship, the compact requires that prior to commencement of a tribal project, the tribe shall enter into an agreement with the county to mitigate off-reservation environmental and economic impacts. Since 2007, San Manuel has contributed more than $122 million to charitable causes, 70 million of which have gone to the county. We are greatly appreciative of all of the work that's gone into the compact and look forward to supporting.
Well, that sounds like a county support, even though they're considering. All right, Madam Chair, or any folks here in opposition, please come forward. Seeing none, Madam Chair, you may close.
Yes, well, on behalf of San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, my council, business committee that are sitting behind me, we want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. Again, it's about relationships. It's about coming to Sacramento and educating all of you on our issues and just working forward in positive ways where we can get through and get things done. So again, we just say thank you very much. And again, your support for AB 466 would be very much appreciated.
Thank you. And I believe we'll be bringing this to vote on Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay.
All
Do
right.
we have a time yet?
Probably we start in the morning. We don't have a time yet, but it's
as soon as you get there.
That sounds like a deal.
All right.
Is that on record?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dillon, Mr. Griffin. We're gonna lift the calls on SB 683. Madam Secretary, please call the roll of the absent members.
Current vote is 7-0. The absent members are Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. McGuire. It's 11 currently.
Okay, that's 11-0. That bill is out.
Yep.
We'll adjourn. Thank you.
I voted. Oh, absolutely.